Vayter and Shas. We are on Daf Lamed, picking it up at the beginning of the fourth parak, Parak HaMevi. Here we go. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. HaMevi Kadiyah, and we're going to continue on now with ideas of Uvda Dechol and making some changes on Yontif that we don't end up doing. Things that look like weekday activity. Hamivi Kadian, welcome as a person is going, they're transporting kadim pitchers, barrels of wine from one place to another. Rashi points out, betocha tchum alidei eruf, lo yivim besala bekupa, you shouldn't carry them in a basket or in a box to put three or four inside of it, then carry them, because it looks like maisa dechol to go and carry such a thing. If hamivi hu al ksefo, you should put it on your shoulder, either one or two, because then it's muchach that, what's the tzarich yom tov? Oh, lefanav, where you go ahead and you bring it in front of you, and which means biyada, Rashi says. V'chena molich is a tevin. Similarly, if a person goes in there bringing tevin, Rashi says the hasik or the behema, you want to burn it or you want to go for your animals. You shouldn't go ahead and put it a lot of in the low. Rashi says lo yavshil kupel achorv. Don't throw it behind you. Digina yom tov. Shenirik miskaven l'malacha. Rav looks like you're doing a lot of work or to bring it from a very long distance, which is keder chol. So as the Mishnah says, v'chena molich is tevin. Lo yavshil se kupel achorv. Don't throw it over your back like Disney, like Snoopy style. Of a mivio who be yado, you should go and bring it in your hand. Umaschilin. Now we're going to get into idyanim, which are like a muksa type of stuff. Umaschilin, beep, lamada malaf. By remus a tevin, you can go ahead and start off by taking from tevin, from straw. Rashi says what that means is, lehesek in order to burn it, even though you were not mezamin it from before yontif, v'lo haya rogel lehesek, and you're not even normally using it for burning it. V'hashta mashal lehesek muksa. It's mashma that there's no muksa. Like if you know, like Rav Shimon is the opinion, Machlok Shimon Yehuda, Rav Shimon says there's no muksa. Now, as we've seen many a time, what does it mean he says there's no muksa? Of course, if Shimon holds there is a concept called muksa, but he's very limited in the concept of what muksa is. It's only something which certainly you're not going to use, but something which you may come to use, that's something which we use the lashon of he doesn't hold the muksa. Point is, we don't say that yet, but the Gemara is going to get into that. But from the fact that it says you're allowed to go and take it, even though you didn't set aside from before, it sounds like you say you don't hold the muksa. Avalo be'etzim shibba muksa, but you can't take from the wood that's in the muksa, and the muksa means in a place where it's set aside. Rashi says, the open space that's behind houses is called a muksa. Why? Because people go ahead and leave it over there for a while and they don't go in all the time. And over there they leave wood. And something which you're not going to take for a long time. The Gemara is going to say, now, hold on one second. Seifa l'resha da'ashta mashma d'islam muksa. Parach seifa l'resha is going to be a kasha, the seifa l'resha, because now it sounds like there is muksa because you can't go and take from this. But in the resha we said, it sounds like there is no muksa. All right, we'll see as we go on. If you're not able to go and make some sort of change, like let's say you have a lot of guests and therefore you have to bring a lot of stuff, carry a lot of stuff at one time, so then mutter, it's mutter to go and do it in a regular way that you normally do it. Fine, you try to make a shiner, if you can't, you can't. Asking Rav Mechuza, Rav set up in Mechuza, he set up a law. The Dar Beducha, let's say a person goes and they carry it in a way which is Beduchak, which is a hard way of doing it. Rashi explains that you go ahead and you carry this on your shoulder. So that means you carry on your shoulder and it's a lot of work. Then Lidru Baragla, you should do it with a forka, calls Rashi, a forka, right? It's known as like a pitchfork. So what you do is it's something which the guy goes ahead and Rashi explains. You put your head in between this contraption that's able to hold two different barrels at a time. So what you do is if you normally go out and you go and you go on your shoulder, which is a lot of work, Lidur Baragla, which is with the pitchfork. The Dor Baragla is something you normally carry on the Ragla, Lidur Baagra. You should do it with a pole that you put between two people's shoulders. That we saw earlier. Rashi says, Yisal b'yom to b'shnei b'nei adam b'mot al kisfeyem t'hanunami shinur l'akel, some sort of shinur in order to make it more mekel. Mekel meaning more light. The Dor Baagra, someone normally does it like that, then Lidur Baagra, you should do it with something which is done through your hands, which it's poles also, but not on the shoulders, but on the hands. The Dor Baagra, they do it with their hands, and if a sudra leve, you should put some sort of a sudr, some handkerchief on it. Rashi says, kalhu ve'inu machbid, it's very light, this handkerchief, and it's not making it any heavier, and it's a shinoi. right? Because now you're covering it over. V'im lo efshar, if you're not able to do this for some reason, the person's not able to do it. Like, for example, Rashi says, she'ein lo sudu l'chasoso, right? You don't have any. Then shari, they can do it the normal way. Da'am emar, like we said earlier, im efshar l'shanos motor, if you're not able to change it, then it's motor to do it normally. Amar l'rav chanan bar rabbi l'rav ashi, he comes along and asks the kasha of ashi, amar rabbanon, the rabbanon say, kamad efshar l'shinui, if you're able to go and change something, m'shanah b'yom tov, then go ahead and change it up. V'ha hani nashi, the kamali and chitzbayu maya b'yom tov, you know, these women that used to go ahead and they would grab water from the river, they would collect the water carriers. And they wouldn't go and make any changes in whether they did it. And we didn't say anything to them. We let them do it. Amalei says back to him, you're not able to change. What are you going to do? Hey, Chilevin. What do you want to do? You want to go and grab the water with a big bucket? But if you do it with a big bucket, I'm sorry. If you want to say the people that do it with a big bucket, Tamala Bechatzpa Zuta, they should do it with a smaller bucket, Kambav Shibilucha, then you're just increasing the amount that they're going to be walking. Increase the amount of walking, that's creating more of a tircha. And obviously, we don't want to be doing more of a tircha. On the Ha'ilege Yomtev. So, what do you want to do? If they go and carry the suit in a small one, you're going to end up adding more walking dice. If Tamala Bechatzpa Zuta, if they normally do it with a small one, you want to switch it by Tamala Bechatzpa Rabba, you want to do it with a bigger one? So then we have the problem of kamavshi b'masur that ends up going and adding more to what they normally do, and that's going to be also a tircha. T'chasya b'nachtama. If you want to say, let's cover it over with some sort of lid. Rashi says kisur shel etzos lekaden. It was a wood cover that you used to make for pitchers. You want to put it over there, but there's a problem. Zim d'naf of al sasuy. Maybe it's going to go. It's going to fall. And then you're going to come to carry it. Now, on the side, you'll notice, I don't know if you have it, Marav Ronsberg. You see where there brings a sheet of Mekubetzes that he says, the Zimna de Mitva, it's going to fall, it's going to break. The broken pieces, they're going to be Asur. If it wouldn't be broken, then it's not a problem to carry it. So anyway, Tiktere, he says, go ahead. Why don't you say, go tie it to it, tie it on. He says, because Zimna de Mifsek Vasil de Mikdere, maybe it's going to happen, and it's going to come undone, and you're going to come to tie it over there, and that's a problem. You can't tie it. So it's going to break. You come to Kesher, and a Kesher is an Amalacha. You can't do such a thing. Tifra Sudra Leve, if you want to say you're going to put a Sudra or some handkerchief on it, Zimin the Mitmish, B'mayav Asi Dichita, it's going to go and fall into the water. Rashi Shanasha B'mayav, and you're going to come to do Schita, and that's also a problem of Amalacha. Hilkach Lev, Shanafer, they can't do any change over that to the women. We don't say anything to them, and it's not a problem for them to do it. Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanin Labai, comes like Rabba Bar Rav Chanin Labai, Asa Kasher. Tonight we learned on a mission. The Mishnah is going to come up. You're not allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to clap your hands. You're not allowed to smack your thighs. You're not allowed to dance on Yontif, Shabbos, these things. We see people that actually do this. We see people behave in such a way. Aye, what's going on? Rashi says, "V'kula nesu mishum shavus gezer shem yitaken kli shir." Perak Mashiach, maybe you're going to go and you're going to fix him sort of kli and start playing the bongos or something like that. But even the kachzim, we see people doing it. V'lo amir lumi, we don't say anything to him. We just leave him be. Amalei, he says back to him, "Okay, well, what's your problem? That we don't object to someone doing something wrong? Litamech, according to you." You want to say that you should go ahead, and if you see something wrong, say something. So what are you going to do with the following statement? The Hadamah Rava says, "Lo leisiv inish apuma delechia." A person should go. We saw this a throwback to the Shabbos. You're not allowed to sit by a lechi, right? We know what does that mean by the entranceway in a mavoi, which goes from the mavoi, which is Rishus HaYachid, into Rishus HaRabim, and they put a lechi over there, which is without some sort of roof going on over there. You shouldn't sit by the edge of it, by the mouth of the lechi, because Dilma Migander Lechefetzos Hatsuy. Maybe what's going to happen is someone's going to go and foul. I don't want to say foul. I mean to say fall. But someone's going to go and fall into Rishus HaRabim, and then you're going to go ahead and you're going to bring it back, and then that's a problem. Rashi says Dilma Migander Lechefetz Rishus HaRabim Chutz Lechi outside. You're not going to notice that it's covered in a way that you're going to go ahead and you're going to end up bringing it in. And this is a problem. These women have their buckets of the water. They would sit on the edge of the mavoi of their alley, of their open area. We didn't say anything to them. Why don't we say anything to them? Oh, according to you, we should speak up. Rather, what's the reason we don't say anything? Same reason we don't say anything. We are either the metapchen merakden. Why? Elahanech lehem Yisrael. Leave them. Leave the Jews. Leave them be. Rashi says bedavar she'ar geilu bo v'lo yachsvehem. Something which they got accustomed to doing. They're not going to change their ways. Mutav shu shogeg v'yomizidin. It's better for them to do something b'shogeg rather to do it b'mezid, to do it when they know and they don't stop doing it. That's a problem. Hachanami here too. Hanachlam liyishol mutav shiyishol genvay mezid and leave them, let them do their dancing and their clapping and their merakta, all that kind of stuff, because better for them to do a b'shogin, not b'mezid. Hani mila, it's qualified that, but it's only b'derabanan. It's only talking about when they're doing overness in derabanan. Rashi says heichad argilu l'maver derabanan ki hanach d'matrim tapchin v'hanach d'yasvan apuven d'lechia. These things are derabanan. Don't sit at the edge. Don't be the dancing because you might come to do a kli. Don't sit at the edge because you might be over the isser. That you don't say anything. Avah b'daraisa, when it comes to the daraisa, lo, that doesn't apply. You speak up even if you think they're going to do the wrong thing. V'lohi pataka, we don't say that. It's not true. Lo shem b'daraisa, lo shem b'derabanan. In both cases, lo aminu lo b'lamidu. Don't say anything to them. How do we know? Because we have an example of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, says Rashi. The fact that we have to go ahead and we have to start fasting till the daytime, that's a daraisa thing, to add fasting onto the day. The Nafkalon, we learn from V'nisim v'dashasecha metisha, that you should be ma'ani yourself petisha, even on the 9th, you start fasting of a little bit. De'oraisu, that's a de'oraisu zach, says the Gemara. V'alchi v'shasi ad shechashecha, but we find that there are people that actually break the rules. They go ahead and they're eating, they're drinking, even until it gets dark. V'lo minu l'minu, we don't say anything to them. So it must be even by de'oraisu din, we don't say anything to a person. Mutav yishogin v'alyu mezidin. Next part of the Mishnah, Maschinim b'aremas ha-tevin. You'll have to go and you're going to start off by take from the aremas ha-tevin, from this whole pile of tevin, of straw. Even though you didn't set it aside before yontif, still you'll have to do it. Amar of Kahana, Zosomeres, what does that tell you? Maschinim b'otzer ha-tchila, that you'll have to do this. Let's start off. Even something which is set aside, Rashi says, b'davar ha-otzer, ha-otzer, that's set aside, shayam mukza la-otzer, l'zman aruch, for, you know, long-term, long, what's it called? Like the long storage, you know, you leave it out for a while, you're leaving it for a while, l'zman aruch, k'chai gavda, the stama otzer, osa l'behema. And, like this case, it's left over probably for the animals, mani. And yet you're allowed to do it. Who is this? Must be it's Rabbi Shimon. He, the Lesle Muksa, doesn't hold a Muksa. And we already explained what that means. Of course, he holds a Muksa, but he's very, very limited in what that means, a Muksa. It's very rare that you're going to have that. So must be not Muksa. But hold on a second, name is Seifa. Avaloba eats him some of Muksa. You can't take from the wood that's in the Muksa. Asan Rabbi Huda, you're going to see that goes against Rabbi Huda, holds a muksa, the Isle muksa. So the Reish says Rabbi Shimon, the Sefer Rabbi Huda, we don't like to do that. Says the Gemara, no. We're dealing here with cedar wood and ashuche. That's Erez Nekeva, says Rashi. It's female cedar wood. Didn't know there was male and female, but apparently there are. May they be live happily ever and build a bais, that will be Yisrael on solid foundations. Anyway, Ein Rashi says, Ein the matzik osam dom de lubinya. Nobody will burn those because they're left in order to just, you leave them there to use for building. The muksa machm is chesaron kis, because this is considered muksa because of chesaron kis, because of the value that it is. Rashi says, because it's very, very valuable. And therefore, if you live with Shimon Mode, even he would be masking in such a case. So therefore, we could say that the whole thing is really Rabbi Shimon. And even he would be maskim in such a case that that it's been considered that a muksa. Igi the master loves seifa. Someone go ahead and they teach this idea on the seifa that the mishnah said in the seifa of a loba etzim sheba muksa. You're not allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to take wood that's in the muksa. Amar of Kahana, Rav Kahana says so. So meres ein maschilin ba'otzer tchila, that you're not allowed to start in the otzer tchila. Right. So he said the first statement was we learned it as Amar of Kahana is also meres maschilin ba'otzer tchila. Now it's saying the opposite. You're not allowed to. Mani, who is this? Rabbi Huda, he, this is the Muksa. Must be Rabbi Huda, holds of Muksa. Emer Reisha, but in the Reisha, Maschilim Barimah Sateva, it says you're the Tevin, you'll let it go and use the Tevin. Asana Rabbi Shimon, let's say Muksa, you want to say it's going to Rabbi Shimon? What's going on? It says Gemara, no. Hasam B'Tivna Sarya. Over there, we're talking about Tivna Sarya, as Rashi explains. Nirkav, it became moldy, Masriach. She'en Ro'i L'machal B'Him, it's not used for animals to eat. Fastami Le'itzim, V'lo La'achila, V'Hain Lo'otzer. It's something that's going to be used for Eitzim, La'achila, not for eating. And therefore, that's what it's doing over there. So even Rav Yehuda would say that that's not a problem of muksa, because it's not going to be left over. Says Gemara, huh? Tibna, sorry, we're talking about this moldy stuff. Ha-chazilitina, but that's something that should be used for like, for teeth, lilabin, levenum, as she says. It's going to be used for like cement and for you know, building stuff. Dispe muksa, which taka is a problem of muksa. I just had a brain freeze. I just did the wrong things. I know I said muksa there. Says, let's try that again. Tidna Sarya al Chazilatina says Gemara, de ispe kotsim. It has kotsim. It has thorns in them. Therefore, since it has thorns in them, you're not able to go ahead and to use it in order for building. And since it can't be used for building, it's only going to be used in order to be burned. And therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda would say it's not a problem.
Lamed Amud Beis. Beep. Here we go. Ain Lotan Eitzim in a sukkah. You're not allowed to go and take wood from a sukkah. What is that talking about? We're not talking about a sukkah like on sukkahs. Rashi says like on Pesach or at Seres, Shavuos, and you're sitting in a sukkah and you're gone. It's just like a hut or in your orchard. You're not allowed to take the wood from it. You're only allowed to take from something which is Rashi, it says Samachlo, which now the Gemara says. Ela min a Samachlo. You're only allowed to take something which is next to it. Rashi says, Hashta mashma imu av shenasnu kanim harbe. You're allowed to go and take a little bit from it. The Gemara is going to ask, but that's so sair, right? To keep in the battle of the Gabeschach, Kol Porter the Shalkim in a stiro. It's considered part of it, therefore it's stiro. How could you do that? But let's see first. Ain alternates in a sukkah, elam in a samachla. Says the Gemara, Maishtam in a sukkah delo. Why are you not allowed to take from the sukkah, meaning from the schach, right? In sukkah, elish, what's the Russian? Anyway, the point is, sukkah here means schach. Why is it you're not allowed to take the kasas alo because it's like so say you're breaking down the hut. Says the Gemara, understand? Min a samachla nami kasas alo. Even min a samachla is considered stira. Why are you allowed to take that? It's Gemara. If you don't have Shmuel, my samach. What does it mean when it's a samach? It means samach lidafanos. It means next to the walls. Rashi explains kadim and iskafim sevivos lidafanos. Kevin shalom nergu. They're not all bundled up in madofen. With the wall, lo batel legabi. Don't forget, like I said, batel to the wall. Veno domel samach leschach. She schach inu orug lefika hakol shava ha elyon ketachton schachu. That all considered like one is connected to the other. Bottom line of it is, it's talking about from the walls, and therefore it's not a problem. So that's the Gemara. Well, I mean, first let's see Rashi on that idea. What he just said is that the stuff that's next to and all around, it's not part of the walls. There's no shaykh. It's not all like hooked together and all urug and woven together. So therefore you go and you take away a little bit from it, it's not a problem. But on the roof, it's also not urug, it's also not woven together. So anything that's put on top there, it's considered the roof itself. Therefore you can't take from there. Rabbi Nasha, Amar, Filu, Tema, Bishane, some of the funnels. Even if you want to say we're talking about something which is not next to the walls, rather it's taka the roof shtickle. But you're allowed to take it. Kitanya hi, what was that talking about? Bi'isu raisa. That's talking about if it itself is bundled up. Meaning you have this bundle on top of your roof over there, and it's not untied, therefore it's not considered part of the roof itself, and therefore you can take it. Zok the Heilige Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Kamei Dov Yochanan, Ein Notan Eitzim in a Sukkah, Ela min a Samachla. You're not allowed to take from the Sukkah, Ela demis Samachla. It's got to be something which is next to it. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Shimon says, Mutter. He doesn't hold a muksa. Veshavim Masukkah is a chag, bechag, Sha'aser. But both Shasura, both of them agree that if it's the sukkah itself, mamash the sukkah, like we just finished, then it's going to be a problem. Rashi says, "Afilu b'chol shalmoid kidyol v'kaman." We're going to see in a moment. Ve'im hisna aleh, akol afitano. But if someone makes a tanai, everything goes according to the tanai that was made. Okay, we're going to jump into that in a moment. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Then we said that Rabbi Shimon is Matir though. Now, flekta gemude v'ha kasaser alo. That was the Matir. Isn't that so, sir? We're dealing with a sukkah that basically that fell down already. And since it fell down, therefore, it's not a problem. Right? So therefore, it's not a problem. If Shimon Tame, the lesson of Muksa goes with its own logic, it doesn't hold a Muksa. The Tanya, like we learned in a Braisa. This is a throwback. Yeah, Mutter Moser Shemen. So come on, Shabbos. Yeah, Moshe Hashemen, Shabaner. Let's see, Shabbos, are Usser. You light a candle for Shabbos, and then it's put into in the Nair or in a Beka'ara, and what happens is the fire ends up going out, but it's still left over of the oil. What's the deal with the oil? Let it use it, not let it use it. Answer is Usser, says the Tanakam. Rabbi Shimon Mati says it's Mutter, right? Because he isn't hold of the din of Muksa. He says it's not a problem, you can take from it. So to hear also, when it goes in a break, so let it take it. Frick the Gemara, me dummy. How could you compare these two cases? Over there by the candle, a person's waiting. When is it going to finish? He knows that eventually it's going to go out. So therefore, Ben Ashma shows his das was on the leftover stuff. But person is waiting and seeing when it's going to happen. Rashi says, does he know it's going to fall on Yontif? Which, because even Rabbi Shimon should say that's going to be something which is muksa. We're dealing with a very shaky type of sukkah, and therefore he knew that it's probably going to fall, and since it's going to fall, therefore it's going to be fine to take from it. Everyone agrees when it comes to sukkah on the chag, that's going to be usher to go and take from such a thing. Even Rabbi Shimon would be masking such a thing. But if they made it tonight, I call a feed to know everything goes according to the tonight that a person made. Now, what in the world is going on over there? Umimahani, but tonight, you tell me there's such a thing, there's such a tonight. You could take off this idea about using the wood of a sukkah, you're allowed to use it. How do we know that the wood of a sukkah is asur the entire 7 days of sukkahs? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Chag sukkos shivas yamim lahashem. She says, "Mashma kol shiva la Hashem hu hektish." V'tanya Rabbi Huda b'Maseiro Omer minayin shekashem shechal shem shamayim al chagiga. Just like shem shamayim is on chagiga, Rashi says, "Shalme chagiga le'asem b'shehu kedushu." From the time you're makdash it, that kachal shem shamayim al sukkah. That's also on sukkah. Tamad lo Omer chag sukkah shiva shemim la Hashem ma chag la Hashem av sukkah la Hashem. So how could you say that everything goes according to the Tanai? And the Gemara basically says, in a chinami, you're right. It's not so when it comes to this. When the Tanai is not means the one from Sukkos. I mean, Ashabi Dereva, save us on the Sukkot Alma. When it says a kol fi Tanai, that's going on a regular Sukkah, meaning on Shavuos or Pesach. And in such a thing, then you can go and make it Tanai. But the Tanai is not going on when it comes to the idea of Sukkos itself. Even the Tanakama would be maskim that you can make some sort of Tanai that if it ends up falling down, then it's okay. Aval sukkah the mitzvah, lo mahani b'tanai, it doesn't work, even kunt Rabbi Shimon. If a sukkah the mitzvah, lo, really doesn't? What do you mean? V'atayim yom tana b'raisa, asikha kil chasav, a person goes out and do schach, like the right way, they do everything properly. Then v'itra, b'kramim v'sdinim v'mitzayarin, let's say you want to go v'itra, you want to crown it in order to make it look beautiful with beautiful nice cloths and some linen. Betalaba gozim shkedim afarsikin rimonim ufarkile anavim yeno shmonim slasos atros shibolim. If you go out and you're basically beautified, you hang in there, you have nuts and almonds, peaches, rimonim, grapes, wines, oils, flour, the atros shibolim. You have these type these designs of different types of grains. Also, the stopping them, you're not allowed to go and get any use of them. Ad motzi yom tova achon shel chag, until after the chag is totally over. However, the im his nalem, but he made it tonight. I call it tonight. Everything goes according to the tonight. Rashi says, "Megatani also the stopping man." Shema minah batelu lagab sukkah. It's considered part of the sukkah itself, and therefore you can't get anything. If I have a lucas sukkah, v'kamer the tonight mahani, and it becomes like the sukkah itself. But then we say that the tonight actually does work when it comes to these things. What are you going to say to that? So you can't make it tonight with something in the sukkah. It says, "Abai v'rav." And Mitzvah both explained, but Omer eini bodel mehen. We're talking about a case where a person says, I'm not separating my mind from them, all being ashmashos. The lo chala kedusha alayos, therefore never actually got kedusha on it. Words of sukkah, the chala kedusha, for sure has kedusha on it, is skitzai l'shiva, and ends up becoming muksa for the 7 days. Umayishna, so therefore you don't have a raya over there, because that's not something which is part of the sukkah. You can't make a tanai, you can't make an event in sukkah, but that you can. Umayishna me'ayid itmar, why is it any different from that? We said, hifra shiva esrogim l'shivas hayamim, a person goes and they separated seven esrogim for 7 days. You want to use an esrog a day, then what's the din? That Amarav kol achas v'achas yotzei ba v'ochel alter. You're allowed to go ahead and be yotzei them and then eat it immediately. V'rav Asi Amarav says kol achas yotzei man. You're allowed to yotzei ba. You can be yotzei with it v'ochel amacha. You can eat it the next day. But both of them agree that you're allowed to eat it right then. It's not for all of Sukkos. Oh, so what do you see? The Tanai actually ends up working over here. So I can say the thing of the sukkah also by the Atzei Sukkah. There's a Gemara. No. Hatsam, the Miskulei, let's me have over there. Days and nights split them. That is, there's no mitzvah to do lulav and esrog at night. And therefore, since there's no mitzvah at night, therefore it's like each day is its own particular day. Kol chad v'chad, yom mitzvah b'nefshayu. Everyone's its own mitzvah by itself. But hachat, the Miskulei, lelos. But over here, miyamim, there's no split of days and nights, right? When it comes to the sukkah itself, you have to be in sukkah day and night. The It's all considered like 1 day, and therefore the Kedusha holds on to it by itself. So we end by saying that this Tanai does not work by a sukkah, but it does work by a sukkah just during the year. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.